From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rebel forces in Libya are claiming to have repelled paramilitary groups and troops loyal to the country's strongman Muammar Gaddafi in overnight fighting in a key oil city close to the capital. One rebel leader said the government assault smacked of desperation. In eastern Libya, NPR's Jason Bobien says more military leaders are joining rebel forces.
Two more officers from the military announced that they're defecting, that they're joining the opposition. These were officers in the center of the country, which is still areas that are under dispute. Most of the country, most of the military has now come over to the opposition. All of the military in the eastern side of the country, as well as near the capital, Tripoli, are now saying that they pledge allegiance to the opposition that's based in Benghazi.
NPR's Jason Bobien in eastern Libya. As the opposition was expanding its control of areas outside of Tripoli, Gaddafi was speaking to reporters. He told ABC that the Libyan people love him. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, says Gaddafi's denial of any violent crackdown against protesters is delusional, given the facts on the ground.
Mass killings by security forces on innocents. Not only those protesting, but those who stuck their heads out of windows, going into hospitals reportedly and shooting those dead that had already been wounded, shooting people as they came out of mosques.
Rice says Gaddafi is unfit to lead. Lawmakers in the House are considering a stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial shutdown of the federal government this Friday when the current temporary funding measure expires. The new stopgap bill would provide funding for 2 weeks to allow lawmakers to work on a longer-term measure. President Obama says the impact of dealing with the nation's budget and deficit problems must be shared by all.
If all the pain's borne by only one group, whether it's workers or seniors or the poor, while the wealthiest among us get to keep or get more tax breaks, we're not doing the right thing.
The president speaking to the nation's governors. The political stalemate in Wisconsin is likely to heat up today as Governor Scott Walker gives his annual budget address. NPR's David Schaefer reports Democratic state senators are not likely to be there to hear the speech.
Wisconsin State Senate Democrats fled to Illinois almost 2 weeks ago to prevent the legislature's upper chamber from having enough members to vote on the Republican governor's so-called budget repair bill. That bill, intended to balance this year's budget before the end of the fiscal year, includes the elimination of nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public employees in the state, a provision that has led to mass protests at the Capitol for 2 weeks now. But Governor Walker says local governments, including schools, cities, and counties, will need the flexibility his budget repair bill provides to cope with more than $1 billion in budget cuts he is set to announce today. Some analysts say the pitched battle of the last few weeks is just a precursor to the bigger battle that begins in Madison today.
This is NPR News from Washington. The Obama administration says it will keep denying health care benefits to the same-sex spouses of federal court employees. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that's despite the fact that the Justice Department has abandoned its support of the Defense of Marriage Act.
The Defense of Marriage Act, passed by Congress and signed into law by President Clinton in 1996, forbids the federal government to recognize same-sex marriage. Last week, the administration notified Congress it would no longer defend the law in court since the president and the attorney general have concluded it's unconstitutional. But the administration said it would continue to enforce the law so that there would be live legal cases in which Congress can defend the law if it chooses. Last week, the administration said the IRS would refuse to let legally married same-sex couples take advantage of tax laws for married couples. And yesterday, the Justice Department said the Office of Personnel Management would continue to deny health care benefits to the same-sex spouses of federal court employees who would be entitled to benefits if they were married to a person of the opposite sex. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Should I blush like a tree of Macintosh?
Hollywood star and World War II pinup girl Jane Russell has died at the age of 89. She was discovered by eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes, who put her on a path to stardom with lead roles in films in the 1940s and 50s. In an NPR interview, Russell says she had no regrets about her career.
I enjoyed every minute of it. I loved the people I worked with. And I enjoyed going to work in the morning, and I got home every night. The part I didn't like was later when I had to go on the road.
Russell did travel as she appeared in musical theater and nightclubs after her film career. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for